It's a full day this week on our High School Musical Preview on WVIA-FM. Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Mazzarella. On today's program, three area high schools are ready for their main stage productions, beginning with the story of a Valley girl turned Legal Eagle and Mount Carmel Area High School's production of Legally Blonde.
Elle, I want you to know how happy you've made me. Every guy dreams about finding a girl who looks like you. We both know why we're here. I see it in your eyes. I guess it calms my fear to know it's not a surprise. I thought one look at you, looking like a dream come true, would leave me speechless like you always do. But now we're wide awake, and we've got some plans to make. Let's take some action, baby. So baby, give me your hand. I've got some dreams to make true. I've got the future all planned. It's time to get serious. Time to get serious with you.
I never thought that I...
Honey, I'm not finished.
Oh, sorry.
Since I was two or three, my life was planned out neat. I'd get my law degree, and then win my Senate seat. A big white house back east, all of the amenities. Three kids at least, just like the Kennedys. Here's where our lives begin. But just where do you fit in? I'll break it down now, baby. So baby, give me your hand.
Here's my hand, here's my hand.
I've got some dreams to make true.
We both have dreams to make true.
I know that you'll understand.
Oh, yes, I understand.
It's time to get serious. Time to get serious, serious. Gotta wake up and take our journey, serious. Tell me who has a future attorney. You want the moon and sky, then take it, don't be shy.
Okay.
Maybe that's why you and I,
you and I,
should break up.
Yes, baby, I'll give you my hand. Wait, what? You're breaking up with me? I thought you were proposing.
I did talk to my parents about that, Pooh Bear, but they expect a lot from me. I'm going to Harvard Law School, and my brother's at Yale Law, and so is his new wife, and she's a Vanderbilt, for Christ's sake.
What? I'm not good enough for you? I'm from Malibu, Warner. I'm not exactly trailer trash. Richard Simmons is my neighbor.
Elle, if I'm going to be a senator when I'm 30, I'm gonna need somebody serious. Less of a Marilyn, more of a Jackie. Serious. Somebody classy and not too tacky.
What?
Okay, that came out wrong. Maybe let's both be strong. I mean, we've known all along.
Just shut up! What does that mean? I'm not Jackie. I'm not serious. But I'm seriously in love with you.
Baby, my future's all planned. I've got some dreams to make true. I thought that you'd understand. It's time to get serious. Time to get serious. Check, please.
Serious, a song from Legally Blonde, the musical, on stage at Mount Carmel Area High School, March 7th and 8th. And the director and faculty advisor of the show is Sharon Steyer, here with members of the cast here at WVIA. Welcome, everybody. Sharon, tell us a little bit about this show and the cast members that you brought along today.
Well, the show is it's about Elle Woods, basically, and it takes place at Harvard. Harvard's beloved blonde takes the stage by Pink Storm in this fun, upbeat musical about self-discovery. It's based on the adored movie, Legally Blonde, the musical, and stays true to form with a real peppy score and a very playful book.
Okay, and tell us about the students you brought who are members of the cast here today.
Well, we brought along today Chris Steller, who plays Warner Huntington, and Jessica Pawlitzki, who plays Elle Woods, and Luke Darrip, who plays Emmett Forrest.
All right, we're going to hear from Luke in just a second, but Jessica, maybe you can start your Elle. Tell us about your character. Many of us have seen the movie, of course. How are you looking at this Elle?
Elle Woods is the stereotypical blonde, and she wants to take herself seriously, but she doesn't realize that no one else does. So this is her way of proving that she can do it. She could be independent.
And in the course of the show, what happens that makes her feel better about that?
Well, she follows her ex-boyfriend to Harvard to prove that she deserves to be with him. And in the meantime, he gets a new fiance. And she's like, I don't need you anymore. I'm going to go do it my way, and I will be better than you. And she ends up being top of the class.
Christopher Steller, you're here as Warner. Tell us a little bit about him. The song you just sang, what's going through your mind? What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, in my song, Elle thinks that I'm going to propose to her, but I'm breaking up with her because he's going off to Harvard, and she's just like, as Jess said, the stereotypical blonde, and he can't have someone like that holding him back when he's going to Harvard trying to get through law school.
Sharon, you're the director. Who else is involved in this show? How big a production is it? What else is going on in terms of getting ready for staging and costume and lighting in the works?
Well, we have a great big stage crew. There are an enormous amount of sets, upwards to 20 different sets that happen on and off throughout the whole thing. My assistant is Melinda Hoops, who's the choral director at MCA. We also have Dave McPhee, who is the set construction and stage design, and Gary Wychuk, who is our choreographer, along with a professional pit orchestra.
All right. Well, your show, Legally Blonde the Musical, is March 7th and 8th. And let's get Luke Darrip in here. He's playing a character named Emmett. Tell us about who Emmett is, how he figures in the plot of this show.
Emmett Forrest is someone who really has a chip on his shoulder. He believes in himself. He talks about his early life not being too great, but as growing up, he realizes that he can really make something of himself, and he's not going to stop at anything to get to the top.
Leave with what's left of my dignity. Get in the car and just go.
The cast of Legally Blonde, the musical, opening March 7th and 8th with shows at 7:30 p.m. at Mount Carmel Area High School. Lewisburg Area High School students take the story of an ogre who in reality is a gentle giant who finds true love and friendship in Shrek the Musical.
Another day inside my keep. I get no rest, I get no sleep. 'Cause when I start to count my sheep, you come around.
I'll come back later then.
I draw my shades and lock my doors. Still you come for what ain't yours. Like a hound dog on all fours. You sniff around and around and around. You're gonna stay, you're gonna stay, you're gonna stay forever.
I wish I could stay, but forever sounds like a long time.
Forever.
And I got a hair appointment.
Another night, another name. But all in all, you're all the same.
All the same.
Foolish moth, you want that blame.
Ha!
Then you fly around. That siren calls you from her beach. That pretty girl, that perfect peach. She is always out of reach. But yep. I am around and around. Never, ever, ever, ever want me.
if you don't know that, I need you to get your eyes checked. Secondly, that princess is not even my type. You know why? I'll tell you.
I like a big, big girl. I like a big, big girl.
Vouch for me, boys.
He likes a big, big girl.
And as for you, I think you're bluffing, stomping around, all huffing and puffing. You want true love, stop with the hating. Unchain your heart, he is out there waiting.
I hope you learned something valuable here today. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll be on my way.
I'm no princess, but he wants me. No great beauty, but he wants me. No one ever, 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 ever wanted me. So you're gonna stay, you're gonna stay, you're gonna stay forever.
Well, I didn't mean me specifically.
One hot dragon.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you did. That was so soulful. Unbelievable. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
We heard from the dragon and the donkey from Shrek, piece called Forever. Now, clearly you're not a dragon and a donkey, but we're going to meet the entire cast, talk a little bit about your characters, and talk about the fun that Shrek is that's going to be at Lewisburg Area High School in, gosh, just a matter of days. So let's start right here. Tell us who you are in real life and then your character.
My name is Glenn Gallick, and I'm playing Shrek.
My name is Rachel Ziegler, and I'm playing Princess Fiona.
My name is Jake Roman, and I'm playing Lord Farquaad.
My name is Nate Reed, and I will be playing Donkey.
And I'm Hannah Koss, and I'm playing Dragon.
My goodness. You know, as I'm looking at each of your faces and I'm hearing your voices, you are perfectly cast for this. This is amazing. So tell us a little bit about the complexities of transforming yourself from an animated feature, which garnered a lot of attention, into doing it your own way. Now, you know, you heard Mike Myers doing Shrek, you heard Eddie Murphy doing the donkey. And so how do you kind of separate yourselves from that? How do you make this part your own? Let's start with Shrek.
Well, for me, it has a lot to do with the costume. So when I'm playing Shrek, you know, I have a Scottish accent. I try and do that. And I have this fantastic costume. I have a fat suit. I have shoulder pads. But when I put on the makeup and I have my mask on, it's glued down to my face, it's just really about getting into character and trying to find that beauty inside all that ugly.
Interesting. How about you, Fiona?
I guess for Fiona, I just have to think about how she was locked in a tower for about 20 years, and I have to try and tap into maybe someone who's like naive and doesn't exactly know what the outside world is like, and she's, even though she doesn't know everything, she's still pretty sassy and witty at times. So I have to just think about how I could play that her character better than not just thinking about how I'd play myself.
I have to admit, you know, before you step up to the microphone, Jacob, as soon as I heard who you were going to be, I knew it in the beginning when I first saw you come in. I said, he has to be Lord Farquaad. You just carry yourself that way. Are you anything like the character you're going to be portraying?
I think it's definitely preferable, like, to say, if you get a character that's so terrible, to say, no, I'm not at all like him. But I think Farquaad, you know, and I don't want to praise him, but he definitely cares mostly about being known for what he does as opposed to what he is. You know, he's really, really short, and it's haunted him his whole life. And then he gets this kingdom and these people and these subjects, and he wants people to see him for that. And so when you look inside a character that at first just seems to hate everything and everybody, and then you see a little bit more human aspects of it, then maybe they're not so bad, and it's important to find at least some similarities between yourself and a character so that you're not detached and you don't say, okay, I hate the person I'm playing, because I think that would definitely interfere with the role.
The role of the donkey is a very endearing role, and I just heard the way you did this wonderful duet with the dragon. And tell us a little bit about how you got into your role.
I think getting into the role, for me specifically, was a matter of listening to other people who have done it, whether on the Broadway stage or from the movie, and taking a little bit of my own personality and mixing them all together to make a funny donkey.
Now, finally, the dragon. I mean, that's a lot of, you've got a big voice. And I'm sure because you are a dragon, because you are a donkey, because you're Shrek, a lot of prosthetics, a lot of hot stuff, a lot of material, a lot of things that are going to be on you under those hot lights. How do you think you're going to deal with that?
Well, it definitely is a big production. And, you know, there's a ton of stuff that's really interesting, and people will be probably amazed by just a lot of the makeup and costuming. It's crazy. But I think we all, once we're finally in that stuff and we get to be those characters, it sort of makes us, that all melts away, and we kind of don't think about it much, because once you're up there performing it's all worth it. And even though it might be hard, it's all just great to do and make people smile. So
let's talk now to the people who are behind the scenes with regard to making sure that you look great in front of the audience. And I'm speaking of Justin Hill and Lynn Berg. Justin Hill, of course, the director, and Lynn Berg is the musical director. Tell us when it's going to be and how we can get tickets.
Well, the musical is just about a week away. We open on March 6th, next Thursday, and it runs March 6th and 7th, Thursday and Friday night, with the curtain at 7:30. And we also have two shows on Saturday, March 8th, a 2 o'clock matinee and an 8 o'clock final performance. You can purchase tickets online at our website. It's www.lewisburgmusical.org. And you can pick out your seat just like Ticketmaster or any place else and print your tickets at home and come on in and see the kids. I will say tickets are going quickly, and they are starting to get fewer in number. So if you like tickets, please come see us.
While smelling like a herring upon a Viking ship, I'd sail away.
Shrek the Musical, presented by Lewisburg Area High School, runs March 6th and 7th at 7:30 p.m., March 8th at 2 p.m., and at 8 p.m. Valley View High School in Archbald, known for their blockbuster ensemble casts, has chosen Hello Dolly as their spring musical. Here, the ensemble performs a medley of some of the show's hallmark musical numbers.
Where you belong. I never knew, Dolly, without you. Dolly, life was awfully flat, and more than that was awfully wrong.
Here's my hat, Horace. I'm staying where I'm at, Horace. Dolly'll never go away.
Wonderful woman.
Still. we're dancing, who cares if we ever stop? We held her for an instant, but his arms felt sure and strong. It only takes a moment to be loved the whole life long. Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Sit down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seems to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath the parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Get out your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows, for there's no blue Monday.
Chills. I really do. That was awesome. The cast from Hello Dolly, Valley View High School, as I had mentioned earlier, they are phenomenal with ensemble musicals. When we first started our high school musical preview, you came to us with Phantom of the Opera, which was unbelievable. And then you went back and you revisited your history with Fiddler on the Roof. And that was an amazing performance. And now another great ensemble piece, Hello Dolly. Since the ensemble is here, I'm just going to have you go one by one just to say your name and your part, please, beginning right here.
I'm Zach Swartow. I play Barnaby Tucker.
I'm Brian Van Westerout. I play a cop and a waiter.
I'm Donovan Dorenzo, and I play Rudolph Reisenfelder.
Alexandra Evans, and I play Irene Malloy.
I'm Luke Prusinski, and I play Cornelius Hackle.
I'm Eric Miller, and I play Horace.
I'm Jonathan Mangoni, and I play Ambrose Kemper.
I'm Rachel Candell, and I play Mrs. Dolly Levi.
I'm Gabby Tallarico, and I play Mrs. Rose.
I'm Sarah Candell, and I play Ermengarde.
I'm Leah Natushko, and I play Minnie Faye.
I'm Tyra Pepper-Koskevich, and I play Ernestina Money.
Unbelievable. All a very strong cast, but I have to have Dolly step in front of the microphone, because in the times that I have seen you, you have been a very strong presence on the stage. I saw you in Fiddler on the Roof, another strong woman, but this time it's Dolly Levi. Tell us a little bit about the strength and the fragility of Dolly Levi.
Dolly Levi is some sort of a meddler. She's very funny, outgoing. It's an honor to play her. I'm very happy. I love being funny. I love making the audience laugh, and it's nice to have that carry out throughout the show.
Let's talk with the people behind the scenes, and they are phenomenal in making sure that you're singing on pitch and making sure that every step is choreographed beautifully. And I'm speaking of Gina Lupini and Giovanna Rusnak, who work together as a fantastic team at Valley View to bring everything to life. Ladies, would you mind stepping in front of the microphones? We'll talk a little bit about why you decided to choose Hello Dolly this year.
I'll take that one, Lisa. We have cried at the end of every show we've done for the past 4 years. And I'm tired of coming out there crying all the time. West Side Story, somebody dies, they leave their homes, Fiddler on the Roof, Phantom disappears. So we wanted to laugh this year. And basically, that's what we chose.
How difficult was this musically to get it together, Gina? I mean, let's face it, you have a large cast, as you do with all of your ensemble pieces. But what about Hello Dolly? What were some of the challenges?
trying to choose the leads because we had so many choices. Our worst job is the audition process and trying to figure out the puzzle, because we could have mixed any one of these kids in any role, and it was the best fit for the perfect puzzle.
I think that probably one of the most unique things that Valley View has going for it is the fact that it's not just the students and not just the classes getting together and performing, but you have a lot of help from the community and the parents of these students.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We couldn't do it without the help. Jovan and I are the directors, quote unquote. We have a third director, Nick Laser, who is our staging and choreographer. He couldn't be here today. But our faculty, our staff, our administration, and the parents. Oh, my goodness, the parents. They're there every day with us.
One Sunday, they organized a hat-making day. The parents had our whole commons area. There's buttons and bows and material and hats all over the place, and they stood there for hours and made hats.
Incredible.
It was great.
Now, when can we see this extravaganza?
March 7th and 8th. Begins at 7 o'clock and March 9th, 2 o'clock for the Sunday performance.
Sounds good. I want to thank every one of you for coming in today. That was absolutely amazing, and I can't wait to see the performance.
Well, hello.
Hello, Dolly opens March 7th and 8th at 7 p.m. with a 2 p.m. matinee performance on Sunday, March 9th. Our recording and post-production engineer is Paul Lazar. WVIA's Director of Education is Andrea O'Neill. Special thanks to the students of Mount Carmel, Lewisburg, and Valley View High Schools for sharing their stories and their talents. This is Lisa Mazzarella inviting you to join us again when we spotlight our talented students in our next High School Musical Preview on WVIA-FM.